Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Pod Between Worlds. We're your hosts, Steve and Ollie, and today we're going to talk about The Mandalorian Chapter 15, The Believer, coming in hot.
We live. We're back. Chapter 15.
All right.
Is that what we got? Is it Chapter
15?
I'm starting to get confused there. Now. Okay.
Yep, chapter 15, episode 7, whatever you want to say.
So we only got one more.
Yep, one more. One more episode. Yeah.
Feels weird. Maybe it's because last season had kind of like the double last episode. Feels like we're not quite there yet for one episode left. But again, I don't know what's going to happen. So I'll probably be proven wrong like normal.
Well, yeah, I mean, I hope that it's, longer than this episode. I mean,
it's got to be, right?
Don't get me wrong.
Do we know a runtime? I mean, usually those, I feel like those are leaked usually. No?
I don't know. Chapter 16, Mandalorian time. Okay, never mind. That's not. Yeah, whatever.
Could just be guesses. Yeah,
I'll look that up.
I'd imagine it's a long one. It's got to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would. If it's not, I would definitely be a little disappointed. I mean, that's pretty much my biggest criticism of the season is just a lot of this that these episodes are so short. Like, I don't know. This episode was okay. I mean, for what we got, it was a great episode. But I mean, still, it's just like. 50 minutes? Would that be cool? Like, we're not going to see this again for a year. Come on.
Yeah, I just feel like it's they could do hour and a half episodes and it would be 4 episodes. Like, I feel like a lot of, like we talked about last time, like there's a bunch of episodes that kind of go together. And like, yeah. I don't know, would you rather have 4 weeks or one every other week, but have it be like an hour and a half, like some kind of mini movie?
In other words, at the
end of the day, it's like it's going to be the same amount of total content. I feel like it's just the story they're telling.
So chapter 16 is 40 minutes.
There was one that was like 50, right? Or was that
the Ahsoka one was about 50 minutes, and then I don't know. Let's see.
So 40's on the longer side for these.
I guess. I mean, well, last year though.
I don't know. We're too jaded. We've had a whole season of it, and we've had now a second whole season of it, and we just can't wrap our tiny brains around that it's just not the Netflix shows that we're used to. It's not built on that platform. It's just not that, you know. And we are. I mean, I'm the same way. I feel like a broken record, but like, when am I going to learn? They're not 55 minute episodes. They're just not going to be. You know what I mean? That's just the way the show is. I mean, it bums me out too. Like, I want more. All the time, but yeah, it's just not. That's it hasn't been that way, and it's clearly not going to be.
Yeah, Marshall was 52 minutes.
First episode, everything else has been around because we joked around that I was like, when I was watching, I was like, wait a minute, they're gonna actually kill the crate dragon? It just showed up. We're 20 minutes in. Is the episode just gonna end?
Ahsoka's episode is 45 minutes.
Okay.
And then, yeah, the tragedy was the shortest episode at 32 minutes. I think it's actually the shortest episode yet. Let's see, chapter 2.
32?
That's 31 minutes. Yeah. Okay. So it's pretty close. So,
yeah, it just is what it is, man. It's been 2 seasons of the same stuff. I guess we just got to – that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. So what'd you think of the episode?
I liked it. These are kind of those episodes that like, I feel like people, I don't know. I feel like everyone wants to rush to the end, but I liked this one. I thought it was good. I thought Bill Burr did an amazing job. That scene between him and whoever, I didn't write it down. I don't have my notes in front of me, but the Imperial that he was obviously under at Burning Con.
So that's Valen. Valen Hess.
Okay.
And his actor is Richard Blake.
That whole scene was like amazing. Bill Burr looked like a freaking Emmy nominated actor. That his face like looked like he was, you know what I mean? That was just like really, really well done.
Yeah.
So that was cool to see. It was cool to see Bill Burr really step up and like that. I mean, his acting chops are there, you know what I mean? Because usually he's just kind of like the jokester, and I get that's what he's playing in this. But to
Yep.
see him have that kind of scene, it was cool. It was cool. I thought he did a good job. I thought Boba looked awesome with the new painted armor. He looks like a badass. I was trying to think of this the other day, and I don't know if it's because of the character's history, like from Empire Strikes Back, and that we just already know he's a badass, and Din's kind of the new one, and we see all his flaws, whereas Boba, we don't really get to see his flaws. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Boba is so much more intimidating
Oh
than
yeah,
Din
hands
Djarin.
down.
Like, he just looks like, you know what I mean? Like, I would not fuck with Boba Fett. He just, like, even in this show, they just make him look like, I mean, he's kind of a good guy now, or as much as a good guy as I think we're gonna get. But he's also ruthless and cold, right?
Yeah.
Like, he just doesn't seem like he'd ever get beat in a fight. He's a badass. And Din does a good
Yeah.
job. I mean, I'm not trying to step on Din. He obviously beats the shit out of like 35 people on top of that Range Rover thing that they were driving, the big hauler. But like, I don't know, Boba scares me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Din doesn't do that to me. But I thought the armor looked great, like kind of repainted and tinged up. And then you got Fennec Shand and Cara Dune holding down the cover fire. So I thought it was fun. I thought the planet was really cool looking too. I thought
Yeah.
it was neat to get. I feel like a lot of times we do these like full, like it's either desert or water or snow, right? It's
Yeah.
cool to see just kind of like a earthy jungle, not even jungle. I guess it was kind of jungly, but I don't know, just like a more earthy looking planet, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought it was cool. I thought it was neat. What do you think?
Cool. I thought for now I would definitely classify this as a filler episode, obviously. But I think this was probably my favorite episode where it's not really tied to the story. I believe it's purposeful filler. There was a lot of depth to this episode. There's a lot of characterization, especially from Din, that we haven't seen. So I just love the interactions between Bill Burr and which we'll call it Mayfield and Din, and then obviously with the Imperial Fallon Hess. So I thought that was really cool. We got a lot more than I think we got a lot more than I think we than we realized out of that scene. I mean, you could just see it from like Din, just how awkward and how out of place he felt with like ta and he's willing to take off his helmet to save the little one. So it's just like it just shows his loyalty to Grogu and everything. So I thought just that alone made this episode so worth it. And obviously Bill Burr did a great job. His character and his acting was just awesome. He did a fantastic job. And yeah, overall this episode I really liked it. I kind of explained that part. What else did I like? I liked the cannon drops that we kind of got from the conversation between Valen Hess and Mayfield about Operation Cinder that came out of nowhere. I thought that was really cool. Again, callbacks to Aftermath, so it's just like,
Yeah, and
it's
the
awesome
Uprising
to,
game.
yeah, that too. So it's just
The
it's
Vernon
really
Kong
cool
thing,
to
yeah.
it's really cool to get callbacks to that. I don't know if a lot of people actually picked up on that though. That was one thing I did notice, that people were just kind of like, yeah, I didn't see a lot of discussion about that. It was more about Din taking his helmet off and the whole deal, and Planet was cool. Yeah, it was a good filler episode. It gave, like I say, it gave a lot of depth. I thought Bill Burr did a great job. I thought it was a good setup for the next episode. I liked the end too, how Mando just decided to send a similar message back to
just reread his script the opposite way, basically.
Yeah, pretty much word for word, almost word for word, to Moff Gideon. And I thought that was pretty funny. So
I found that kind of weird, because I feel like you'd want to sneak up on him. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I felt odd about that. I don't know that I'd want him to know I'm coming. You know what I mean? But like, you know, to me it was like, all right, you know where he is. You know, he may not know. There's a good chance he's not going to know that you found out where he is. You know what I mean? So I feel like the element of surprise is big, and just kind of calling him out. But I think it may be playing to Gideon's sense of like superiority, that he can't leave any loose end. You know what I mean? Almost like calling him out because he knows it may throw Gideon off his game because he's not one step ahead of him or whatever.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I was kind of hoping that Mayfield would stay with the group in tracking down Moff Gideon, but who knows? I mean,
he could show up again.
He could show up again. I mean, they left it in a good way where he kind of just does his own thing, I guess. But
yeah, and I think he proved to them beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's certainly no Imperial anymore. You know what I mean? Right. You know, he may be the bounty hunter scumbag kind of thing, but he's not. He ain't selling. He has no love lost for the Empire. You know what I mean?
And I think that's what made this episode a lot better too, was just that whole, again, that the interaction with Valen Hess, like that talk, and then just how he reacted to that. And then, you know, he had no like qualms killing anybody on the Imperial side.
Right.
And then, you know, sniping the,
just blowing it up.
The, was it the Rhydonium?
Rhydonium.
Spell like Rhydon from like Pokemon. Yeah. it was really cool to see. Just because of that depth, I was just hoping he would become one of the group. But again, it's Bill Burr. Like, he's, I don't think he's signed.
Not gonna be a main piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised they got him again. Oh, just because he doesn't seem like he, like, you know, like, I'm sure he enjoys it for what it is. You know what I mean? But some of those are like one and dones. You know what I mean? I didn't think we'd see him show up again.
Do you know he like, so he
used to shit on Star Wars? Yeah.
Oh, he used to shit on Star Wars. I saw the whole
Rogan episode. Yeah.
He used to shit on him so much. And then just, you know, getting a call from Favreau like, hey, do you want to be on the show? And he's just like, oh, yeah. So
he's been great.
He's been perfect for it. So again, Boba Fett, like you said, love the new armor. That shit is sleek.
Yeah.
I dig it. Fennec Shan, always a pleasure, and Cara Dune as well. So we kind of have the, you know, the gang going to Moff Gideon. So I wonder who else will join them. That's a big question for next episode, if we're gonna see any other surprises. I guess we can go into what you think the next episode is gonna be. What you think is gonna happen. Who are we gonna see?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't know now. I don't. I would have thought for a little while, especially after like the Bo episode, that we may see Mandalore and go back there, and it would more revolve around them taking back the Darksaber and taking back Mandalore. But it's pretty obvious that something like that, well, to me, too much exposition would have to go into doing that, right? In one episode. Like, so I can't imagine that's the play now. I have to imagine that there's something more than them just catching up to him in space. That we have to have some kind of battle somewhere, right? So that's what's interesting. A bunch of people were putting together the map on his computer. His readout and trying to figure out where they may have found him or whatever. I think Star Wars Theory did a full breakdown, and Eckhart's Ladder did it as well. And they were like, both in the same area of space. X map didn't point towards Nal Hutta and Nar Shaddaa, like Star Wars.
Nar Shaddaa was the one that I saw.
Well, Nalhutta is the planet, Nar Shaddaa is the moon, so it's the same thing. So those are fine. That's where Star Wars theories thought it was. Eckhart's Ladder had it a little bit south of that. I think there's if the map is 100% correct, which it does kind of look like, it does line up. It's probably like a when I was watching them try to match it and stuff. I don't think it's exact. I think it's more of a thing that the computer readout is like making it symmetric, if you will. You know what I mean? Yeah. For like a computer readout. So I think map putting it over, like making the Star Wars galaxy map like transparent, I don't think it's going to match up perfectly, because I don't think his computer's meant to be exactly accurate. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like, it's almost like you just go to a sector and then it breaks it down for you. It's not like, it doesn't need to be the same. What's the word I'm looking for? To scale, right? It doesn't need to be to scale on his computer, because it's just it's getting him hyperspace jumps. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I think they have the area of space right. I don't know. I guess I'm conflicted in like, I think I really am kind of thrown for a loop, because I thought more would happen this season. I thought there would be more, and now it seems as though, I mean, the final episode's going to revolve around probably rescuing Grogu. There'll be some kind of cliffhanger, right? But I can't imagine the cliffhanger is Grogu not being rescued. Maybe, but I just see it as they get him, and maybe they kill Gideon, but then there's like a message sent, and I don't know. I feel like I am a little worried that Gideon is going to be killed off this season and not have had more of a role.
Yeah.
I felt like I wanted him to be more involved with the whole Mandalore thing and have that be a bigger plot point. And it still could be. Maybe they save Grogu and he gets away again. You know what I mean? But that doesn't, I don't think you do that twice in back-to-back seasons. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think it's just a rescue mission. And I mean, that's why I'm confused. I don't see the big, there's going to be some kind of big twist in the episode or some kind of big cliffhanger, right? And I really can't come up with one other than Grogu not making it or being stolen again or something. But I don't think that's what they're going to do. So I don't know. I thought it was going to be more of a 2 or 3 episode ending that had to do with Mandalore and the Darksaber and Bo coming back and maybe Ahsoka helping out. But now I really don't know. You know? Yeah. And are they just going to meet on... My problem is I really don't see it just being an episode all about them just like boarding his ship or something in space. Like, I feel like it has to, maybe it can start there, but it has to have a planet for me, I think. And then I'm like, what planet at this point makes sense? Is it just going to be, do you just do a random one that ends up being important? Or like, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, Nar Shaddaa and Nalhutta is cool, but why? You know what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah.
Really, the only planet that really seems to have any purpose right now would be Mandalore. Because didn't Mayfield said Mandalore is like gone? He compared it to Alderaan. So, like, there's some mystery still there that, like, they wiped it out or they fucked with it or, you know what I mean? So, like, we still don't really know the whole Mandalore story. So, it seems like that would have made sense. But I don't know, to just go there now. And it didn't seem like that was the area of space either. So I don't know. I feel like it's just going to be a random planet that maybe is important later or something. I really don't know. I'm stumped on this one, to be honest with you. What do you think?
I mean, I don't think Moff Gideon will die. I think it's kind of aligning with what you're saying is...
So he gets away again, or he wins somehow or something?
I think he gets away again because I think we got a snippet of Bo-Katan and the Darksaber. Mm-hmm. We got all that. I have a hard time believing that's going to be resolved in this coming episode.
That's what I'm saying. I was convinced that was going to happen this season, but now we only have one episode, and I'm like, that can't, right? That's too much.
But then taking back Mandalore, though, might be like a season 3 kind of deal where it's like, he's got the child, he decides to learn more. Maybe he decides, oh, I'm gonna learn more about, you know, the Mandalore culture. Like, it's something Someone's got to tie back to Mandalore. Huh?
Din, you're saying?
Yeah, Din. Yeah, okay. Because it's just... I don't know, because...
But Gideon gets away.
I think so. Yeah, I think you have... Unless he's not the head of Mandalore right now. And someone else is in his place. Like, that's
the thing.
Well,
see, a lot of people are saying that. We have no information on Mandalore. I don't know why. Not that you're saying... There's a YouTube channel that does really good stuff I really like. But the... I think it's... I don't want to get it wrong. I think it's Emergency Awesome. And I like the guy, and he covers, like, I used to watch him for, like, Game of Thrones stuff. But he's, like, not even saying he thinks. He's like, well, we know that Moff Gideon's in control of Mandalore with his secret base or whatever. It's like, we don't know that at all. That's never been said. And never even, it's not even really been hinted at. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I'm with you in the fact that I think there could be involvement there. But he said he doesn't even, like, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't even say, I think this is happening. He just goes, well, we know this. It's like, that's completely untrue. Well, we know nothing about Mandalore at this point. Literally nothing about it. Bo says it's still there. Mayfield says it's the same as Alderaan. So he thinks it's gone. I would think Mayfield, being non-Mandalorian and not caring, probably has the general public's view, if you will. Like, I would think what Mayfield thinks is probably what the majority of the galaxy thinks. So I don't know if this was some propaganda, like, thing that the Empire was like, yeah, we blew up Mandalore too, but Bo knows it's still there. There's a big thing going on with Mandalore, right? And we don't know what it is. And maybe that's the hint. Maybe that's the cliffhanger, that Gideon, or maybe not even Gideon, but somebody gets away or something happens, and, like, we see Mandalore. And it's all fucked up or something. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's season three. Because I'm with you in that. I don't think that can be now resolved in this season with one episode left. But we should get the hint, right? So maybe you've kind of led me to something. Maybe that's what I'm going with. I think we're going to get some kind of... That makes sense to me. That could be the big hint. They win. They get Grogu. I think Gideon goes away. I don't know that you can get Gideon escape twice in a row. But, like, I mean, I'm fine with it if they do it in a good way. I think Gideon goes down... And maybe there's something else going on with Mandalore. Maybe his, like, second in command and the Dark Troopers or something, that was somebody above Gideon. Or maybe, I guess I could see it where this would suck, but if they get Grogu and Din's, like, the only one that survives. Gideon kind of wins. But, it, like, so, like, they both, in a way, Mando gets Grogu back, right?
Yeah.
But they get wiped out. Like, so they don't really win. But then you're like, well, who are the new Republic Rangers in that TV show? So I don't know, dude. I'm lost. This whole thing came up too fast. Like, the last episode came up too fast, and they didn't make any progress towards Mandalore like I thought they were. So I don't know.
The only I'm looking at the cast too, just to see if maybe there's one that's like 2021, and the only one at this point is Pedro Pascal. So
But don't we know that, so... like, it, well, I guess we don't know. They said that the New Republic, Rangers of the New Republic and Ahsoka would kind of intertwine to, like, a climactic thing between this and the Mandalorian. So you would assume, but we didn't really get, they didn't say that Cara Dune is a New Republic Ranger, right? We just kind of assumed that.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the only way that I could see Gideon making it out. I think he has to win. I don't think Gideon can lose again and get out, if that makes sense. Storyline-wise is what I'm saying. I don't think you keep giving him, like, second lives. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, in the first season, he should have died. He crashed a TIE fighter. So, like, that's you know what I mean? Like, that's a second life. So he's going to lose again and somehow get out? I don't see it. But to your point... It does set up a cool season three if he, like, escapes back to Mandalore, and that's where season three is really gonna, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But now the Grogu thing too. I don't know. To me, it's like the Grogu thing's the thing that confuses me, because I felt like he would go with Ahsoka, or he would, like, get taken away, and he would become something else, like, in some other media, and then we'd start to focus on the Mandalorian, but this season has very much pushed it back in the way of like, no, Din is his dad, like they're together, you know what I mean? So now it's kind of that weird thing of like, I don't know how much, I don't know, in a weird way for me, Grogu gets in the way of Mandalore. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because then it becomes like, you can only do so much with both of them, I feel like.
Right.
That's why I thought Grogu would like go away, go with Ahsoka or something, or disappear from the show for lack of a better term. But now it seems like that's, maybe he dies. Maybe.
Yeah, and the other thing too is if the other theory was, you know, a Jedi would come out of the darkness and like take Grogu away, like, or train right, him from or whatever. Call, like,
from, yeah, true. I mean, he did do his whole thing on Tython. So I guess that's that still, could be, maybe that's that the cliffhanger kind of thing.
Yeah, that could be one too. I mean, that's now who it is. Well, good God, we don't know. I mean, there's a million Jedi that we can speculate. I mean, the most probable one would be Luke, but then, yeah, we saw Ahsoka, and then we could see Cal Kestis, or we could see, I mean, you could say Mace Windu.
I mean, that's the very surprise unlikely. Of the century, right? It happens at the end. Like they beat Gideon, he gets Grogu back, and then like the last scene is them like going somewhere, and some hooded figure shows up and agrees to train Grogu or something, and we just see whoever it is for like 5 seconds of the final scene of the season, and it was just like kept a secret the whole time. You know what I mean?
I mean, that'd be unbelievable.
Because those characters would have been big news for like the Star Wars people who try to find like who was in the film. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because obviously if the Monahan kid, they'd go Cal Kestis. Oh, Monahan was seen at, you know what I mean? The site, Samuel Jackson, I feel like there's no way you could hide him. People know what he's doing 24/7. You know what I mean? Like, so like that would be a huge secret to have kept, right?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it would be cool. I mean, I would love to see.
Yeah.
Or even like Sebastian Stan as Luke. I mean, obviously any that's not.
Yeah.
That's not even a confirmed or anything like that. But that would be cool.
Jason Momoa as Quinlan Vos.
Oh my God! Yeah.
It have to. I almost feel like it would have to be someone like that though. That isn't cast yet. That fits a random Jedi that works storyline wise, but no one would be looking for them to be on set. You know what I'm saying? Like anyone who they know, like the Raul Cooley guy or the guy who voices Ezra or any, you know what I mean? Like anybody like that, the Cal Kestis, Cameron Monahan, is that his name? Like anybody like that was floating around anything with Favreau and Filoni, that'd be so hard to keep a secret. So if the Jedi thing pans out, I feel like it has to be someone. It'll be a Jedi. If they do that, we will know the name, right?
I mean,
it has to be someone we know. But
then again, Ahsoka was never confirmed. Ahsoka,
but I'm saying it was leaked freaking a year ago. Like people like were pretty convinced of it. I'm saying if there's no leaks, what nobody's even saying, like who's the only one saying Mace Windu? Mike Zero?
Yeah, I think so.
So, like, you know what I mean?
No, I think where some people, another person I've seen.
Some people were actually saying it. Well, maybe, I guess.
I think people are speculating it just as, like, fun theories. Like,
right.
Star Wars Theory actually did a video on it, but it wouldn't be.
I don't think anybody's serious about it. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a serious thing. I think, I mean, no one ever dies in Star Wars. I mean, Darth Maul, perfect example. You thought he was dead in Phantom Menace, and all of a sudden he comes out of nowhere in Clone Wars, so
yeah,
anything's possible. You never know.
You don't see the body.
Yeah, you don't see Mace Windu
you just
splat on 1313, but you know what, it is interesting. I mean, it could be. And then again, if it was Cal Kestis, though, see, that's the only thing I wouldn't like about him would be,
where the hell was he?
Oh yeah, and then Fallen Order 2 is coming out eventually. So why then? So basically, if it was Cal, then you know, okay, he's gonna survive in the video game. He's gonna survive through everything. So where the fuck does he go? Like you were saying, where does he go?
Yeah, you add a lot of people to the
Now you're turning into, okay, now we gotta be careful where we write certain people, where they're gonna, like, how is Fallen Order 2 gonna, like, impact it? Like, it's just...
It does start to get messy with, like, Luke being the last Jedi and not being able to find any other Force sensitives. You know what I mean? It's already kind of crowded.
Yeah, so... You know? I think it's, yeah, so...
I think Luke makes the most sense.
Luke does make sense, but again,
could they have hit that? You think?
Maybe, I don't know.
What do you think they do, like that digital thing that they did with like Leia? If it's just like one quick scene, you think they just do the? Not even that. Well, they can do it with Mark Hamill, the de-aging thing that they're actually pretty good at.
Yeah, you could do that. I mean,
because he's around all the time. I feel like you could actually get Hamill to sneak on to set because he's like around Star Wars stuff all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like you may be able to pull that off, but
yeah, there's a possibility. It's
interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I'm at a loss. I usually have a bunch of theories, whether I think they're going to be true or not. I don't know where this is going. I really was convinced we were getting something with Mandalore this season, and
yep.
Other than a mention, I think at this point, it's not happening. Not the way I was saying. You know what I mean? So I do like your point of like I think maybe the cliffhanger could be the Mandalore thing. That'd be cool. I'm very interested to see what happens because I really don't know. I don't know where you go with the future of Din and Grogu.
Right.
If it was the end of the if it was at the end of the show, like it was just a 2-year limited run, I think it makes sense. But I feel like, I don't know. I don't see it going 5 seasons of them just cruising around together. You know?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
So if we're going to explore Mandalore, and that's going to be Din's thing becoming more of a Mandalorian, which really this season has pitched a lot of, right? Grogu has been much more a backseat to this season, even though he's the main line of why Din's doing this. But really, this season is a huge building. It's really all character development and background and building Din's character. You know what I mean? Grogu's really kind of been just the sidekick for this one. You know?
Yeah.
And I just don't, I feel like the future of the show, The Mandalorian at least, this show, is him becoming a Mandalorian and maybe taking back, and like getting into that whole thing, right? Right. And I don't really know, and I say this with, I love Grogu. I want more of him. Like, I don't want him gone. I just don't get, I feel like we're splitting, you only have so much time to do these episodes and so much time to build character. You know what I mean? And I feel like Grogu and Din, in a weird way, are pulling in opposite directions. Like, they both deserve to be the focal point. And I now have gotten to the end. For me, I'm like, I feel like the story's now gotten to the point where they can't coexist and still have, like, a ton of interesting stuff to do, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't know.
So maybe, I think the Jedi thing's a good call. I think the Mandalore thing is a good call, like the hint. Maybe that's the cliffhanger kind of thing. But something has to happen, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, I feel like.
Do you think there's any possibility Grogu doesn't make it?
No, I feel like he has to make it. He's too. I think he's too integral to the brand image. I think if they kill him,
storyline wise.
Storyline.
It kind of almost makes sense. The story.
I
agree with you. It's not happening, but
killing him does not make sense. That would throw. I mean, I think it'd be good from a PR standpoint. You just killed off a major character in a show and just like in Star Wars, no less. And it's just like,
yeah, I think you could set him Din on like a really interesting revenge path of becoming a Mandalorian and like taking out Gideon. It could be a big building thing for next season, but. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's good. It's good because I don't know what to expect. I do feel like Gideon needs to have more, but I don't think he makes it out. It's like there's too much, right? Like I feel like Grogu needs to be rescued, but to rescue him you have to beat Gideon, and I think Gideon's one of those characters that they've built up to always be a step ahead. So I don't see how you beat him again without killing him and have him be threatening. I think Gideon's whole thing is he always was a step ahead and he lost that one freakish thing because because Din and them stepped up big time, and he won't make that mistake again. So I think if you let them beat him again without killing him, I feel like it takes away from Gideon. It makes him less scary.
Nope, I disagree. I actually think...
I mean, I actually 100% think they... takes away from Gideon if they beat him again. That's in heart. You can still enjoy it. I'm just saying, like, you have a villain that's whole point is that he's smarter than you and he's a step ahead of you. And in both seasons, you just... Yeah, but we outsmarted him. He becomes less scary.
But what has he really done? What has he really done, though? I mean,
well, so then he's just... not scary to you at all, then. So he's already lost that.
Well, that's my point. So they.
Oh, so then he's not even a good villain.
Well, that's what. Okay, so that's what I'm getting at is that you have this villain. He's kind of not really that scary. I mean, like, yeah, you had episode 7 and 8, but that wasn't of the first season. But that even wasn't like.
Oh well, then they've already ruined him for you. My point is, I still think he is very threatening.
I think he's threatening, but it's not there yet. I think the last the episode with the Dark Troopers. I think that was kind of getting there. I still feel like there's something they're hiding about Moff Gideon that we still haven't gotten yet. And I feel like it's too early to maybe unless we find out next episode, like.
So let me be more straight with the question then. How does, or are you thinking Grogu doesn't get rescued?
I think Grogu gets rescued. So
how do you rescue Grogu and not beat Gideon? You know what I mean? That's my conundrum.
But it's Star Wars. I mean, the villain.
Well, I'm just saying, like, how do you not beat him? How do you not weaken him as a villain even more if Grogu gets rescued? Like, what excuse does he get to still stay a good villain if he loses Grogu again? You know what I mean? I feel like you just make him a laughingstock if they just rescue him again. I feel like he can't. That's my issue. Story-wise, I think he made, you're pitching right now that he made the one mistake, Din got the better of him, and it won't happen again. Okay, you got me. He's still semi-threatening. We don't know a lot about him. He effed up Mandalore. He's got the Darksaber, so there's still some hidden stuff. But now we're coming to a head, and if Grogu gets rescued, I just don't see how you let him live, because now he's a useless villain. He's lost twice in a row. Like, he can't do anything right. Why do I even take him seriously? You know what I mean?
I don't know. I just...
I think that's a bad villain. You can't...
I think he's already... I think he... If he just dies off in the next episode, I think he would still be a bad villain, though. I think he's actually been particularly weak in terms of this show. I feel like there is kind of a mysterious vibe to him and a dark vibe, and we kind of... know what he's doing, kind of don't know what he's doing, but like, it's not, he's not a villain that's making me think like, wow, this guy is like a real piece of shit, like this guy is scary, I would never want to see this guy in real life. Like, it's, I'm not getting that vibe. I'm getting kind of just like, he's a pawn, and yeah, he kind of has a mystery to him, but it's not, I don't know. It doesn't, it's not like, it's not making me feel like, you know, if they're going to like attack them or something, I'm like, oh shit. Like they have a real good chance that they have no shot. They have no shot. They're going to beat him.
If that's how you feel, then they should kill him, because he's at this point, I guess our difference is, I still think he could be a good villain. The problem I'm having is he can't lose again. Or he's irredeemable. But you're saying he's already irredeemable. He's not impressive to you. He's a pawn. So, like, there's no reason for him to live then. You know what I'm saying? You're already there. Pretty much. You don't think he's intimidating. So you're already past where I am. I think he still has the mystery. He still has the intimidation. But my problem is he can't lose again. And we're setting it up. What's that?
Is Ray Sloan alive still?
We don't know officially, I don't think, at this point, but she should be. Yes. I mean,
that might be an interesting twist. I'm trying to think like,
well, okay. To your point and to my point, if they beat him, if he dies or like,
there's going
to
be someone else.
There has to be someone else. It's not Thrawn. I'm telling you right now, it's not Thrawn.
No. I agree with that.
And if it's Rey Sloan or someone like that, they have to like,
if it's Rey Sloan, then I would be like, okay, now they're connecting. Yeah.
And then but I also the feel like they wasted Gideon then. Because then, like, maybe they have not. This guy that maybe they made not. All mysterious. He has the Darksaber. He has all this shit. And his job is what? Just to die to Din in two seasons? And only be in three episodes? Like, that seems... He's got the Dark Troopers. He's got this whole lab tank. He's taking blood from Baby from Grogu. He's doing a whole Force thing. He's got the Darksaber. And then he's just gone. And the next person's like, oh, yeah, he was my pawn. It seems like the next guy has to be fucking...
I just don't get, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Sidious, like, I always look at it as like, okay, is he like Sidious?
Well, no one's like Sidious.
No. But like the damn galaxy. I know, but like, he doesn't give me that vibe of like, you don't want anything to do with this guy. Like, it's not even. I don't know.
Well, then they've missed it with you because that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, cool. I mean, they are, but like, and there's been glimpses of it to me, but like, still, it's just, I don't know, something just doesn't, he doesn't scream as like the biggest bad guy I've ever, like, one of the biggest bad guys I've ever seen in Star Wars. He's just like,
okay.
I think the Darksaber thing.
Big time hyperbole. Like, we're in a very small section of space and a very small portion. I'm not saying he's some big badass. I mean, like, yeah, there's people way more important and way more villainous than him. All the villains of the whole entire trilogy were more important than this guy, obviously. I'm just saying, for this story, they're making him, they want you to think, whether you do, obviously you don't, but they want you to see Gideon as this guy that's a step ahead, and he is a threat to Din for whatever reason. And they've done nothing other than his basically hint at it. Right? So that's my point. They've already lost you because he hasn't done anything. He dropped down with a big gun and lost Grogu. He had, you know what I mean? And wasn't able to take him from two people. So he wasn't impressive then, but you chalked it up to, okay, our heroes got lucky. Now we see the Darksaber at the end of season one, and now he's doing all these experiments, and he's got Dark Trooper, and he wants Grogu. So he's supposed to be the guy that's a step ahead and well prepared for Din, and he's not gonna let him get away again. You know, the first time he underestimated him. But again, they've already lost you. And my problem is, if Grogu's rescued, then he loses again, and he's not threatening to anyone. So it's the Snoke thing, kind of, right? It's like the threat is the mystery, but then the mystery, if you want the threat to become real, the mystery has to become threatening, if that makes sense, right?
Right.
The Emperor was mystery at the beginning, but then he shoots lightning out of his hands and has Darth Vader, like, so he's like, he is creepy as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, he had the power. Like, they didn't do that with Snoke. They did it for like 7 seconds, but then Kylo kills him. You know what I mean? So like, it was like, okay, like, he's not the big bad, right? But like, so Gideon's like, they're playing him as the threat is the mystery, right?
Right.
But I'm saying, A, they've already lost you. The mystery's not impressing you. But B, even people like me who are like, okay, what's the mystery? Why is he such a badass? He can't lose to Din again, or the mystery doesn't mean anything. Does that make sense? Like, he can't just give it up. No, like, I know. You know, he has to win. And I don't get how he wins and Grogu gets rescued. That's my problem.
He needs to either win or they have to reveal all his stuff next episode. They have to do it. They have to.
But then he has to win too.
Or he
even if they reveal all of it and he loses again, is he really that impressive?
No, it's just
And I guess unless like Ahsoka gets involved, then you can say like, well, he wasn't force sensitive and Ahsoka like battled him and it came close. I mean, I guess you could make this last stand thing, but there's got to be somebody behind Gideon, I think.
Maybe he was an Inquisitor. I don't know. Like, that's there's got to be someone else behind. There's something there that needs to be answered.
Yeah.
And that could be it. He could be force sensitive or something. Like, that would be a huge twist. He's force sensitive. He was an Inquisitor or some sort, or like he was it.
He's got to win. He's got to win. Highly unlikely, in my point of view. Like, for him to be a threat, he has to win. And then Grogu has to be captured again. So, I don't know. That's all I got.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap up this episode of Pod Between Worlds. Thank you all for joining us. So always catch us on all podcast services like Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, Overcast, Google, and then we're also on Twitch and YouTube, all and Instagram, all at the Padawans. Other than that, we'll catch you later.
Later.